Morning Watch. Living a Christian life and church life under the government of God for the economy of God. Week 1. The government of God for the economy of God. Wednesday. Related verses. 1 Peter 2, 4 and 5. Coming to him a living stone, rejected by men, but with God chosen and precious. You yourselves also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house into a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1, 1 through 5. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the sojourners of the dispersion of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in the sanctification of the Spirit, unto the obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has regenerated us unto a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, unto an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and unfading, kept in the heavens for you, who are being guarded by the power of God through faith unto a salvation ready to be revealed at the last time. Related reading. Although the subject of 1 and 2 Peter is God's government, especially his government shown in his judgment, this is not the central focus of these books. Neither is the divine government the basic structure of the epistles of Peter. What is the focus of these epistles? What is their basic structure? In 1 Peter, actually, only 1.5 chapters are crucial in relation to life, 1:1 to 2:11. In addition, we need to regard Peter's word in 5:10 as crucial. In this verse, Peter says, quote, "The God of all grace, he who has called you into his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a little while, will himself perfect, establish, strengthen, and ground you." In 2 Peter, the first half of the first chapter and the last verse of the last chapter are crucial in relation to life. In these vital portions of 1 and 2 Peter, we have the central focus of these epistles. In chapter 1 of 1 Peter, we see the operation of the triune God for his full salvation. In verse 2, we see the foreknowledge of God the Father, the sanctification of the Spirit, and the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. This verse reveals the Father's foreknowledge, the Son's redemption, and the Spirit's application. This is the operation of the triune God to carry out God's full salvation. In verse 3, Peter says that the Father has regenerated us unto a living hope. The full salvation of God is composed of three elements: the Father's regeneration, the Son's redemption, and the Spirit's application. When we experience this salvation, we have a life that is characterized by holiness and love. We are holy in our manner of life, and we love the brothers. Therefore, holiness and love are the issue of God's full salvation. Furthermore, in this salvation, there is a seed, the incorruptible seed, which is the living and abiding Word of God. This is a simple sketch of chapter 1 of 1 Peter. Let us now go on to consider 1 Peter 2, 1 through 11. Having been regenerated, we are now newborn babes longing for the guileless milk of the Word, in order that by it we may grow unto salvation. In chapter 1, we see that we have been regenerated, and that the full salvation of God is our portion. Now we need to partake of and enjoy this salvation. For this, we need to feed on the milk of the Word. By feeding on the guileless milk of the Word and by growing unto salvation, we will be transformed into precious stones. Therefore, Peter refers to the believers as living stones. These stones are for the building up of a spiritual house, and this house is a holy priesthood. Quote, you yourselves also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house into a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. End quote. Verse 5. On the one hand, this spiritual house is God's dwelling place. On the other hand, it is something that tells forth the virtues of God, that expresses what God is. The spiritual house, of course, is a corporate matter. We are being built up together in a corporate way to afford God a dwelling place and to tell out God's virtues, that is, to express Him. In these two portions of 1 Peter, including 5:10, we have the central focus of this book. We need to be fully captured by this focus. Then we will not be in danger of being distracted from this focus as we pay attention to the other matters in this book. We may compare the central focus of 1 Peter to the heart in the human body. We should not take care of the other members of the body at the cost of damaging our heart. We may lose a toe, an arm, or a leg and still live, but we cannot live without a heart. In a similar way, we need to care for the, quote, heart, the central focus of 1 Peter.